It's Wednesday, November 30th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Canadian megachurch pastor imprisoned in North Korea got some help from a Swedish ambassador, reports the Korean Central News Agency. Reverend Hyun-Soo Lim, a 62-year-old Canadian pastor who was born in South Korea, was arrested and given a life sentence of hard labor by a North Korean court in December 2015. Although he was visiting North Korea for a humanitarian purpose, state prosecutors accused him of using the false pretense of humanitarian aid to enter into North Korea to use religion to attempt to overthrow the Kim regime. The Worldview spoke with Lisa Pack, a spokeswoman for Pastor Lim's family in Canada, who explained how they're doing.
They have their good days and their bad days. Sometimes you just have this assurance that God will take care of this, and then you have those moments where, like, but when? You know, we're all human. There is that tension between trusting God and where do we draw the line, and I'm trusting God and doing as much as we can. So that's always been a daily process. You know, you wake up and you assess and you pray and you ask the Spirit to lead. Overall, there is a lot of peace that God is caring for him, that he is himself just at peace.
And Pack shared with The Worldview the biggest prayer requests of Pastor Lim's family in Canada.
He does have a mom, and we're hoping that she is holding on, like being healthy, because Reverend Lim is right about 62, so his mom is considerably older. Like, she's, I think, in her close to 90. And so we're just hoping that she doesn't give up either. And she's a woman of prayer as well. But as she gets older, there's stress takes toll on the body in different ways. Also for his wife, that she'd be able to continue to have faith and just to hold on. And that God would especially draw close on those harder days, and not for their family or the church, lead them to make decisions out of haste or fear or anger.
A school in England apologized to a Christian teaching assistant who was disciplined for telling a pupil that homosexual marriage was wrong, reports the UK's Plymouth Herald. Vicky Allen, 51, also said that she objected to the biblical rainbow symbol having been adopted as an emblem of gay pride. She took legal action to overturn a formal written warning and to seek damages for hurt feelings. Ms. Allen's primary beef was that she had been asked a direct question from a student and simply gave her answer based on her biblical beliefs. The French government has shut down pro-life websites, reports Life News, but that's not the worst of the hostility to free speech. After French TV channels had aired a beautiful video entitled Dear Future Mom for several days surrounding World Down Syndrome Day, they chose to censor it from any additional airings. The government's claim was that reassuring women expecting a baby affected with Down syndrome was, quote, not of public interest, unquote, in a revealing admission. The French government claimed that the smiles of the 6 children with Down syndrome might, quote, disturb, unquote, women who have had abortions. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Nick Cannon, the host of America's Got Talent, revealed that he has a talent for speaking the truth when he claimed that Planned Parenthood engages in, quote, modern-day eugenics, unquote, reports Fox News. Plus, the black rapper dared to say that Planned Parenthood is inflicting, quote, real genocide, unquote, on the African-American community. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services could be the key to dismantling Obamacare, reports Fox News. Congressman Tom Price, a pro-life surgeon from Georgia, has been one of a number of physicians who has worked to form a Republican Party alternative to the Affordable Care Act. Price's plan, the Empowering Patients First Act, which he has introduced regularly since 2009, offers free market solutions that include providing tax relief for individually bought health insurance and would offer customers the ability to own and control their health care policies, taking it with them from job to job. It would also allow those in government programs like Medicare and Medicaid to opt out and receive tax credits with which to buy a private plan instead. Surprise, surprise! A new Centers for Disease Control study says that teen virgins are healthier than their sexually active peers, reports Life News. Students who did not have sex exhibited more healthy behaviors than those who did have sex. Glenn Stanton at Focus on the Family analyzed the research for The Federalist and discovered that sexually active teens are 500% more likely to have injected a non-prescription drug and 3,300% more likely to smoke daily than their virginal peers. Stanton concluded, quote, "The sexual choices and values our young people hold have real-life consequences far beyond sexuality itself. Thus, they are indeed compelling reasons to encourage teens to choose not to be sexually active." Unquote. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-5 says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God." That's the World View on this Wednesday, November 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.